Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Ashta Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. Cash found from Rajya Sabha seat allotted to Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. Probe ordered. Lok Sabha adjourned for the day amid opposition ruckus. RBI cuts cash reserve ratio by 50 basis points to 4%, keeps repo rate unchanged. Semiconductor collaboration between India and Japan poised to reshape global tech market, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B. R. Ambedkar on Mahaparinirvan Divas today. And in cricket, India's top order collapses against Australia in the first innings of the second test at Adelaide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashta Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival will highlight the vast cultural tapestry of Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional arts, crafts and cultural practices. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. The biggest attraction will be the rural Haat Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. Our correspondent reports that the event will feature pavilions dedicated to Northeast India's celebrated Muga and Eri silk, live demonstrations of artisanal crafts and a special focus on the region's geographical indication products.
The Ashta Lakshmi Mahotsav beautifully captures the essence of both progress and tradition, offering a glimpse into the transformative journey of Northeast India. As the region continues to evolve, the ongoing infrastructure development is quietly unlocking a world of investment opportunities across various sectors. Over 250 artisans will display unique handicraft, hand looms, and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. The Mahotsav will serve as an important moment to showcase this vibrant progress, celebrating the cultural richness of Northeast India while inviting new investments to support its continued growth and development. The festival will have artisan exhibitions, Grameen Haats, state-specific pavilions and technical sessions on key areas crucial to the development of Northeast region. With Dipendra Kumar, Adarsh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai today said that the government is committed to working towards the development of the Northeastern region. While briefing the media about the development of the Northeastern region, the minister said that the lives of the people of Northeastern states have changed due to the improvement in the facilities of the health, connectivity, education and railway sectors.
सांस्कृतिक संस्थाओं से लेकर हर प्रकार की यातायात सुविधाओं के साथ वहाँ चिकित्सा सुविधा भी बड़े बड़े अस्पतालों के माध्यम से की गई है जो नॉर्थ ईस्ट के भाइयों बहनों के जीवन में काफी बदलाव लाया है और आज नॉर्थ ईस्ट भारत के जो महत्वपूर्ण हिस्से हैं उसको विकसित होना भारत के लिए गौरव की बात है.
Speaking about the development in Manipur, the minister said that the state has been doing well in terms of development and around 443 crore rupees have been spent for making the country's first national sports school in the state. Mr. Rai talked about the railways in the Northeast region. He said that around 9,970 crore rupees have been sanctioned in the ongoing financial year for the railway budget of the region. A bundle of currency notes was recovered from the Rajya Sabha chamber yesterday during the routine anti-sabotage check of the chamber after the adjournment of the house. These currency notes were recovered. When the house met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed about it. An investigation is underway in this matter.
A wad of currency notes was recovered by the security officials from seat number 222 presently allotted to Sri Abhishek Manu Singhvi. The matter was brought to my notice and I felt it expedient as per practice and ordainment to ensure that investigation takes place in accordance with law, and the same is underway.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said he agrees with the observation of the chairman that there must be a serious investigation and the concerns raised by the members are also very genuine. He said one should not have any objection to it. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also echoed the same views, saying that it is an unprecedented incident and everyone should condemn it. He said such incidents lower the dignity of the upper house. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said his party has no objection to the investigation. He added that only after the investigation one can reach any conclusion. Following the recovery of currency notes from his seat in the Rajya Sabha chamber, Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi has clarified that he only carries one 500 rupees note when he goes to the upper house.
Even on such issues, politics is raised. Of course, there must be an inquiry as to how people can come and put anything anywhere in any seat. It means that each of us must have a seat where the seat itself can be locked and the key can be carried home by the Member of Parliament, because everybody can then do things on the seat and make allegations about the seat.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. During 0 hour, Mr. Dubey repeated his yesterday's allegations that a US-based investor, a foreign media platform and the Congress are trying to derail India's success story. When the BJP MP was allowed to speak, opposition parties led by Congress created uproar, leading to adjournment of the House. Meanwhile, opposition INDIA bloc MPs today held a protest march inside Parliament complex over alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Congress, RJD, JMM and the left joined the protest. Congress and other opposition parties have been demanding a probe by a joint parliamentary committee into the issue. Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day as well. President Draupadi Murmu today said education is the only path for all-round development of a human being. She said getting employment should not be the only motto of education and students must acquire vast knowledge through education as it leads a person towards betterment. The president said this while addressing students of Upar Beda Government Higher Primary School in Mayurbhanj district where she once studied about 6 decades ago. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu stepped back into her native Upar Beda village for the first time this morning after becoming the first citizen of the country. The president was emotional as she addressed the students and teachers of Upar Beda Government Higher Primary School, her alma mater, where she spent her early years as a student. She said she felt like a small child after coming to her school, recalling some heart-touching incidents in her days which were mostly difficult. President Murmu also interacted with students and distributed gifts that she brought for the students and her old friends of the school. She will also go to Rairangpur this afternoon to attend a number of programs including interaction with students of Rairangpur Women's College. Prakash Das reporting from Upar Beda for Akashvani News.
BJP MLA Kali Das Kolamkar was sworn in today as the pro tem speaker of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Kolamkar at Mumbai's Raj Bhavan in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chairperson of the Legislative Council Dr. Neelam Gore, and other dignitaries. Mr. Kolamkar will preside over the special session of the Maharashtra Legislature, which is scheduled to begin on the 7th of December and conclude on the 9th of December. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch a 100-day intensified campaign tomorrow in Haryana's Panchkula to address the challenges of tuberculosis, TB incidence and mortality across the country. The Chief Minister of Haryana, Nayab Singh Saini, and Health Minister will also be present at the event. Union Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan, will launch the PM E-Vidya DTH channel number 31 for Indian Sign Language in New Delhi today. The event will also be attended by the Union Minister of State for Skill Development and Education, Jayant Chowdhury. This new DTH channel has been conceptualized to promote ISL as both a language and a school subject, making it accessible to a wider audience. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com. newson.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 11th time in a row. The RBI has also slashed cash reserve ratio, CRR, by 50 basis points to 4% in order to ease the potential liquidity stress. This move would unlock 1.16 lakh crore rupees bank funds. Speaking after the RBI's December monetary policy meeting, RBI Governor Mr. Shaktikant Das reaffirmed the central bank's unwavering commitment towards price stability amidst ongoing inflationary pressures.
The MPC decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% in this meeting and also to continue with the neutral stance of monetary policy as it provides flexibility to monitor and assess the outlook on inflation and growth and then go on to act appropriately.
The RBI revised its inflation forecast for financial year 2025 to 4.8%, up from the previous estimate of 4.5%. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading nearly flat in a volatile session today. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped 28 points to 81,737 and the NSE Nifty 50 was marginally down by 11 points to 24,697 when reports last came in. Earlier, the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 11th time in a row. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the growing significance of semiconductor collaboration between India and Japan. Speaking at the India-Japan Forum inaugural session conversation in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both nations are also working closely with Taiwan in this field, paving the way for a major partnership that could reshape global semiconductor dynamics.
Japan is today revitalizing its semiconductor sector. And India, after a very long period of neglect, actually has also announced a semiconductor mission. It's interesting, both of us also happen to be working with Taiwan. I'm seeing the beginnings of something potentially important here. In a way, really, the balances, geopolitical level equations in this coming decade.
Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the death anniversary of Bharat Ratna, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to Baba Saheb Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. In cricket, India were all out for 180 against Australia in their first innings on day one of the second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval when reports last came in. India lost half the side for a mere 59 runs after pacers Mitchell Stark and Josh Hazlewood combined to run through India's top order. India Meteorological Department has forecast that a fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India from the 8th of December. Talking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist Dr. Shoma Sen said that this disturbance will cause heavy rainfall and snowfall over North India, including Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. Cash found from Rajya Sabha seat allotted to Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. Probe ordered. Lok Sabha adjourned for the day amid opposition ruckus. RBI cuts cash reserve ratio by 50 basis points to 4%. Keeps repo rate unchanged. Semiconductor collaboration between India and Japan poised to reshape global tech market, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on Mahaparinirvan Divas today. And in cricket, India's top order collapses against Australia in the first innings of the second test at Adelaide. And with that, we end the midday news.